Hi, a beautiful afternoon to you, everyone listening to this Mom Ziba podcast this very afternoon. How do you do? Hope you're feeling very well. Sorry, I'm coming up this time. I was in one of having a one-on-one counseling with a friend online, and that really took my time. Actually, I was supposed to be here as earlier than now, but you know, I had some engagement which I didn't share with my client earlier yesterday when he needed me to have a one-on-one counseling with him today. So there was the time was, you know, crashing with the one I set to initially meet with him, but all thanks, we are here now, and that's what is most important. So how do you do? How you doing? Hope you are cheering wherever you are. You're a cheerleader wherever you are right now, because I know definitely there are one or two things that really comes up in the life of every man to really make you sad, to really bring you down, so that you will not be able to meet up with what you want to really do the next day. But there are ways you can always try to be at your optimum. There are ways you can always try to always shake it off from you and be a go-getter. So if you're that same person, you're on the right page with Mom Ziba, a friend to many. Thank you for joining me today. So today we are gonna be I'm gonna be a lot more kind of a friend, more than looking really so professional today. I'm gonna be all kind of emotional with you today. Hope you permit me. It's gonna be a lovely time together. All right, so thanks for dropping by. If this is your first time of joining Mom Ziba Talk daily podcast, you're welcome to this podcasting channel. This is a place where we talk about relationship issues. We also share light on health and fitness and a little of social media classes on how we can grow our businesses online, because Mom Ziba is also a renowned seasoned social media manager. Thank you so much for joining me. Now, today the topic I'm going to be talking about is going to be based on understanding the impact of rejection from a loved one. Now, exploring the emotional landscape. Good. So we are going to be talking on how do you feel when you are rejected, or you feel rejection from someone you love so much, someone you truly care about? How do you feel? I know I talked about how to deal with rejection as a man, but now I'm talking, this episode is totally different from that. When I mean a man, I mean those singles who are really searching for ladies, and ladies keep on turning them down. You can go and listen to that podcast. But this, I'm talking in a general sense. I'm talking about a situation whereby you really love, there's only one person really left who you truly believe loves you and understands you, and should act with you the way you act with him or her, even better. All right, so this is really in general. I don't know if you've ever been in such a space before. I'm gonna be sharing my plight on this, and also I'll be wanting you to contribute to this episode, telling me how you feel. If you've ever been in such a space before, share with me what was your experience. How did you maneuver this particular situation? Because actually, it's not really easy to be rejected by someone you truly believe should understand you better than every other person out there. I'm going to be giving you personal instances. I'm also going to be sharing with you things that I've heard from people, and some stories, and I've heard from my sessions with people online, and how it really hurted me so much. I'm going to be sharing this with you. And if you feel interested, I still want you to stay back and join me, because it's going to be a lovely ride all along with Mom Ziva. And if you feel this is not okay for you, you can always try again some other time, like tomorrow, by checking up to know what other topic will be very beneficial for you. Thank you. Now, really, rejection is a part of life. Rejection is a part of life. I would have said is a way of life, but I'll be talking completely about culture. But I'm saying this because it's a part of life and is a bitter face of life. Rejection actually can come from anywhere. Rejection can come from anywhere at all towards a person. You can be rejected by your parents. You can be rejected by your friends. You can be rejected by your siblings. You can be rejected by some positions in life. You can also be rejected by your loved one. When I mean your loved one, I mean maybe your husband or your wife. It can also go to someone you did a lot for. You can also feel rejection. But rejection actually is not a good thing to experience. Rejection is something that when it becomes constant from a particular point of view or where you experience such omen from, you begin to feel so weighed down, and most times you don't always want to thrive that part, because you know sometimes it might end up in a bitter note. Rejection is painful. Rejection is saddening. Rejection hurts. I want to know how you feel when you're being rejected. I want us to have a one-on-one kind of a class where we share emotions. I'm not just this Mom Ziva coming up today to lecture and be formal and professional. But this episode is really, really full of experiences and hurts I've heard from people, and I feel bad for. Rejection brings anger. Rejection brings confusion. Rejection brings insecurity. Rejection brings loneliness. Rejection brings grief. Rejection brings vulnerability. Yes, rejection brings shame. Rejection brings disappointment. Rejection brings tears. Have you ever been rejected before by someone you truly, truly care about? How do you survive it? Because I also know that rejection brings murder. Rejection brings suicide. How did you cope? Have you ever felt in no place from the hands of someone you felt you have the world with. How did you maneuver? If you are in that position right now, how are you coping? Is it easy for you? Are you finding a way out? Are you thinking of just quitting everything? Do you just want to walk out the door and you don't want to come back again? Because you feel when you come back again to that same place, you just feel no place at all. Why do we reject someone we know truly loves us? Why do we play God in the life of people we know could get everything for you to have everything and they remain with totally nothing at all? Why do we do this? It hurts. Now, right now, I'm really, really hurted. I know that you've not heard Mom Ziba in this kind of a plight before, but something really touched me from the story I'm about to share with you right now. I'm really grieving. I feel pain. I feel pained. This story happened to someone I call a sister, very close to me. I want to hear your take on this. Tell me where the flaws is from. Tell me, what do you think she can do? Her name is going to be anonymous. It's going to be in an anonymous status here because it's kind of a confidential talk. But I still want you guys to hear and understand why I'm pained. This particular lady got married to the man she calls the love of her life. She loved him dearly. She loved him despite rejections from the man's place towards her. She loved him. And so I've been so close with their family. She tells me things of which not all I might be sharing with you. You know, they got married and they loved each other so much and so well. She had the first child with her husband. Initially, her husband promised her that she was going to go to work. She was going to work. She finished with her NYSC programs. She did everything she could to make her husband understand that she needs to work as a woman and be empowered as her mates. But a lot of things happened. The husband keep on making excuses. Don't worry, after the child, I'll get you a job and this and that and that. Sometimes
there was a time she had an opportunity to go for a private work. When I mean private work, I mean to work in a private organization. Her husband refused and asked her that she must work in a government parastatal. This lady was not convenient with it, but because she loved her husband, she danced to his tune. Many a times her husband hurted her in so many ways. And for each time her husband hurted her, it makes her feel less of herself. You know how it is with husbands and wives. Many issues that can cause hurt in a relationship. You know them if you're married. If you're not married, you've seen your parents. You should know. She got help to work, you know, to go search for a job or to go get a job by someone in a government firm like that. Her husband asked her that he is going to make sure he gets a proper job for her when it's time. The lady being a woman who doesn't want to depend solely on her husband or be idle, because there's a word that says an idle man is a devil's workshop. She went into petty business. She sold fish, raw fish in the market. She sliced them, she sold to people in the market. A very young and beautiful, talented woman. She did all she could. To make sure she's not idle. It got to a time the man gave her some money. She started to cook. In petty shops. Where sometimes she has to cook with charcoals and stain her body. She served people who work mean jobs. Her qualification was in her bags. She did all this because she loved the man. She didn't want to opt from her marriage. She didn't want to disobey the man she loved so much. And while this time was being whiled away, she was getting pregnant by the same man some years after years. Now, there was something that happened lately. She called me. She told me, I feel no place at all. And I told her, what do you mean? She said she feels no place at all. I asked her and she started crying. A few days ago, her husband came into the house with an opportunity for a job for her. Gave her the form to fill. She filled the form. To some extent, she was having issues. She couldn't find a file that she was supposed to use to finish the documentation. So, initially it was as if her husband was feeling, you know, she told her husband that she couldn't find this file. and she quite remembered that that file was with him in his car. The next word that came out from the husband's mouth was not a good word at all. She told me that she felt no place. She felt this opportunity came to her, at least after all she has been trying, to no avail. Finally, he decides to do this for her, which she thanked him for a night before, 2 days ago. She was so grateful. She said now she can't find this file. She tried to reach out to people who were like, it's not going to be so easy to get it within that short time. She was discouraged. She felt so bad of herself. She was shaking. She was like, what is this again? Her husband, who was supposed to understand her and join her to at least put her together, since she told the man that she saw the file with him some time ago in his car, left to go and start playing with his phone. She felt bad. She only came out to say there's no need. People were joining her to look for it, that she has already searched there for the file. She didn't find the file there, that they should forget about it. And that was it. Her husband was mad at her, started shouting everywhere, started telling people that she's an ungrateful woman, started shouting and telling her all sort of things. She impacted her children with wrong characters. She's ungrateful, and this is the woman who has been understanding. But she kept on telling him, take it easy. You don't understand. Let me tell you how I feel. Let me tell you how I was feeling. Let me explain to you that moment, the impact I had, the panicking mode I was. She said all she needed was, it's fine. And this woman is currently pregnant. All she needed was, it's fine, my wife. We can look for it together. The next word was, since you don't want to, you said they should leave it, they should not search there again, they should forget about it. Now they should forget about everything about the job. Just take your mind away from it. And she said, okay, fine, forget about it. You have never been so happy for me to have a job one day. You've kept on postponing me. You've kept on making me feel as if I am not worth to also be like those girls working in your office. And they had a terrible issue. She was thinking it's just going to be this kind of a thing that the man will come back to his senses and like, oh, I understand how you feel, together with the condition I put you in, together with the pressure you are right now. Don't worry, we're going to find a way around it. He was like, he doesn't care, and started speaking some words to her. He doesn't care. He won't even care to get her the job again. She cried. How will her husband have to react that way? And the next word he was saying, all she has always done is betting children. What's there? The only cheap thing she does is betting children. She felt disappointed. I know the pain this lady passes through each night. For the last pregnancy, the pregnancy she is with now. She has a serious pelvic girdle pain, PGP. Sometimes she can't walk properly. The other of her children, she had with serious induction. I'm a best friend, and I understand. how things can be for a pregnant woman. When we talk about the hormones, and we talk about the situation of husband being pregnant as their wife are pregnant, it is a fact. You are understanding. You are in a position to understand them better because they are going through a lot for you. Ask any pregnant woman out there. Some people might have easy flow with their pregnancy. Some of the percentage of persons don't. This particular woman don't walk well. She wake up at night, sits down while her husband sleeps most times. She cries that she don't want to be disabled because of the child she's currently carrying. And the hurtful words spoken by her husband to her was the ordinary thing she knows that she has done is just betting children. He gave to the woman. Men. Or any woman out there who is fond of, you know, some things, you know very well that this is hurtful. This person is passing through this thing because of me. And you still poke that person in his eyes or her eyes. You're killing someone. Now, this same woman confided in me, telling me, she has never wanted to share it with her husband. Sometimes she feels she might not be able to make it. Because of the excess pain she feels, and pretend to laugh whenever her husband and the people of her family are around her. The pain of what the man calls ordinary, just childbirthing, and forgets about every other thing this woman has been through because of him. All the submissions, all the self-denial, everything. And he was on top of his voice in the neighborhood, saying things that are not ought to be said. He never cared. She told me that it got to a time, the man, for good 2 weeks, the man has been rejecting her. When she come close to the man, he gives her stories. When she want to play with the man, because they are known as playful couples most times, he pushes her one side. When he comes back late from work, he's on his meeting on his headphone. She serves him his food and she sleeps off because she's tired, nurturing the kids, 2 kids she had earlier, and her pregnancy. Any little thing she says is a flip up for the man. She spends all her time when the man goes to work praying for him, praying for him, praying for his achievement in life. This is what people go through for people they truly love. It is hurting. It is saddening. You are killing somebody's morale for living. I'm sorry, my followers and listeners, that I'm in this kind of emotional mood. This was not what I wanted to talk about today. But I had this call before coming here, and I felt I need to share it with people out there. And I got to understand that there are 1,001 persons out there who feel such a pain and has no one to talk to. Forgive my manners. Mom Ziba is a friend to many. If you're that person, you've been in this position. I hear people say, oh, that person committed suicide. There was no need for it. You don't know what that person has been passing through and still remains smiling each day. You don't know. So we are not permitted to say some things that we don't really know how it feels. You can see it, but you don't know how it feels. You all understand how people feel when you are in that position or when you decide to be in that position at a time. It hurts. Stop killing people with your actions, with your evil actions and omens. Stop killing people. You might not know the little word you say that can make someone end his or her life. That could make someone feel like even killing you. Stop it. Let's start being compassionate. Let's start putting ourselves in people's shoes. There are a lot of people out there who need help. Some are still smiling, looking at you, but it takes a passionate heart and eyes to see beyond the physical. I'm talking to someone today. Yeah, I'm like this, and I'm happy I'm like this because I'm relieved. It's okay to voice out where you feel pressed. It's fine. And it's okay to be the voice of many who can't speak. Many men today blame a lot of ladies, that ladies, single ladies, are not settling for guys who are trying to stand. And sometimes I don't blame those ladies at all. Do you know why? This is just because it's a simple example of it. When a woman stands with you till a point where people now see you as a person, you now start to treat her as nothing. Do you think other women will want to follow same? No, nobody will want to. So I don't blame them. Sometimes we get what we do. We get what we see. We get what we'll experience. We call for it. Some people compliment other ladies outside. They employ other women outside. They compliment them. But your wife is in no place. The little opportunity you have to put a smile on your wife's face, you feel haunted about it. You are demonic. I'm being blunt this afternoon, and God knows. To whoever this may concern, start being a channel of hope and joy. Don't play God. Don't play God. Because the life you have is for a season and not forever. Stop playing God on other people's life, especially the ones who stand by you, burden bearers, your spouse, the people who you know are there for you when you have nothing. Stop playing God as a little time that God has given you the opportunity to put a smile on someone's face. Don't deny them that smile, no matter how it feels. Because you don't have monopoly of your time. What do you do when you're rejected? What do you do? Plan a coping strategy. Provide coping strategies to help yourself cope out of that mood. Because trust me, some people you think that you love or you less expect something to come from to hurt you, it can come. So what you need to do, you grow a boundary, you grow a coping strategy to help you cope so that you can leave. Because this could lead to suicide, this could lead to depression, this could lead to a lot of vices that are not good. Identify growth opportunities. All right, any opportunity you see, it could help you be a better person. Don't just stop. I placed on my handle today on Facebook, personal drive. When you go to my Facebook at Momziba, you're going to see it there. I laid a quote there, and it's what keep me going. It doesn't matter what drives you as a person. It might be stupid before people. Grow it. Look for opportunity within that drive and be the best of you. Okay? Now, the last one I'll be giving you is set boundaries. When you know this person is fond of hurting you, or is in the mood to hurt you and make you feel worse about yourself, walk out of that place. Go to a place where you can get your sanity. Listen to music that can boost up your morale as an individual, your zeal to thrive harder, to live more. Never go to places you know that can hurt you further. Now, lastly, be around supportive communities. Your supportive networks could be your parents, might not also be your parents. Might be your friends, might be counselors, might be those who have had personal experience and how they maneuvered. This can help you be a better you. When you address this actionable point I've given to you, you can gain a deeper understanding of the impact of rejection from a loved one and develop effective strategies for coping and moving forward in a healthy and constructive manner. Thank you so much, my listeners, for having me do this with you today. I'm sorry I have to be this way, but sometimes this is life. Now, we feel people pain to be able to make sense out of it. Good. Now, our advice is to keep on being in our optimum, no matter how anyone makes you feel. Try to feel good about yourself. All right. For more counseling sections, visit my blog at momziba.com. to book sessions with me. And remember, Momziba is a friend to many. I'll be there to listen to you, talk about your points, talk about your truth, talk about your wrongs. I'll be there to be sure that you can lean on to cry, to get yourself freed. I'll be there to be a mom. Thank you so much for joining me today. I remain Mom Ziba, your host. Next time, stay strong.